The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach Dalet Seif Vav says that the best way to light Shabbat candles is not to use candles, but is to use shemen zayit, olive oil. But if that's not available, then one can use any other type of oil, or indeed one could use candles as well. The main consideration being that it should be something which burns brightly and clearly and doesn't splutter around and doesn't emit a foul smell. Since the 19th century, there's been discussion in the poskim as to whether or not one is allowed to use electric lights for the mitzvah of Ner Shel Shabbat. The first of the poskim to discuss this was Rav Yitzchak Shmelkutz in the Beit Yitzchak, Yoredei Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Kaf. He lived in the second half of the 19th century, and he says that you can use electric lights for Ner Shel Shabbat because the requirement is that you have an eish and you have a wick, and here you've got the light which counts as the eish, the fire, and the filament counts as the wick. I think one could perhaps debate this point and debate whether or not there's really eish here. There's no separate eish, it's just a heated up filament, and therefore maybe you haven't got two separate things, which he seems to think that you do have. Rav Ovadia Yosef in Yichaveh Dat Chelek Hei Siman Kuf Dalet also rules that you can use electric lights and even say a bracha on them, because he says that all the poskim agree that classic electric lights, incandescent bulbs, is obviously what he was talking about, have a din of eish, have a din of fire. This is matechet, metal, which is getting heated up very, very hot, and therefore it's got a din of fire. If it's got a din of fire, that's you're not allowed to light it on Shabbat, and it's something that you can use as the Ner Shel Shabbat. A number of poskim, though, do mention the concern of the Rogatchover, who thinks that perhaps even if you can use it, you can't say a bracha over it, because you've got no act of hadlaka here, you've got no act of lighting. It's really just a grammar, just turning the switch, and therefore the filaments and the wires heat up, and then there's eish there. So even though one is creating in some way eish, it's not a classic hadlaka, and therefore he thinks one's not allowed to say the bracha. The Tzitz Eliezer in that's Chelek Aleph Siman Kaf, that's he discusses this question as well, and basing himself on comments of the Rambam and also the Shulchan Aruch, he comes to the conclusion also that you can use electric lights, because he says that they maintain that the ikkar here is not the act of lighting the Ner Shel Shabbat, but it's having light in the house on Shabbat. That's for purposes of kavod and oneg and shalom bayit. And one's achieving this with electric lights. He says that one should make sure that it's something that looks special. Don't just turn on the regular house lights. That's for Shabbat, but you should have some nice lights for Shabbat to show that it's clear that it's for the sake of Shabbat. Footnote in Shemar Shabbat Gilchata brings down in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman that he was concerned that one should use battery powered electric lights rather than mains powered, because he felt that if the power was coming from the mains, then it was the power wasn't there when you turned it on, that it was constantly being created and renewed, and you need a definite amount of power, that's when you turn on the light, and therefore it's best to have a battery, which is, if you like, a reservoir of power. Again, I think one could perhaps suggest that certainly nowadays the there's plenty of electricity in the grid. It's all there, and there's enough there for your electric light to burn the whole way through Shabbat. That's a number of these views that we've quoted so far work on the premise that you have eish here, that you have fire. That's all well and good with classic that's incandescent lamps, but nowadays most lights, light bulbs are actually LED bulbs, which means that you don't have eish present. Rav Osher Weiss has a tshuva on this subject, brought in the Yeshurun Journal, Chelek Lamed, that he says on the one hand that this isn't Takanat Chazal. Takanat Chazal was not to turn on electric lights. Takanat Chazal, what they wanted from us was to light either lamps or candles. and that's what we should be doing. On the other hand, he says that nobody lights candles nowadays, and perhaps what Khazar really wanted is that, you know, in the way that you would light candles if you need during the week so that you've got light, and on Shabbat you have to make sure that you have such light, so also whatever you would like to provide light during the week, you need to make sure that you're using that on Shabbat. Maybe that's really the mitzvah. And his conclusion is that one can light LED lamps if necessary, but because of chashash of the bracha levatala, so one shouldn't say a bracha over them. Machon Somet in Alon Shvut has portable Shabbat electric Shabbat candles, which fulfill all the requirements. They've got the last batch, one of the last batches of small incandescent bulbs, so you really have Aish there. It's battery powered, and fulfills all the hidurim, to try and make sure that one who needs to light electric lamps can do so according to all opinions. Ad Kan.